giving you something to talk about besides the weather since 2000. Back to Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.
All right, if you're just joining us this morning, Kurt is doing the show from home this morning. He's got COVID. He's had it for, what, a week, Kurt? Something like that?
Just about.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Feeling pretty good, except he just doesn't have that taste or smell thing anymore. Anything?
No, it disappeared over the weekend.
Do you get a hint of anything?
I will get a hint of, what did I have yesterday? I had some raspberries, and at the very end, I'm like, oh, I think I tasted just a little bit of raspberry. But I think it was more just my mind telling me that's, oh, you should know what a raspberry tastes like.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as I lost it, I went right to the pantry, and I grabbed four Oreos, and I shoved them in my mouth, and I tasted nothing.
I know, it stinks. It is.
And I cried. I started crying.
It's frustrating. Yeah. I had a little bit of this last fall, and it is very frustrating. Yeah.
It is. It's so weird. It's just like you're putting something in your mouth, and you're like, that doesn't have any flavor.
So when was the last time do you think you had a raspberry before this?
Probably late last, earlier last week.
Okay. So the memory, the taste memory is still pretty prevalent. Mm-hmm. How long has it been since you've had coffee?
Since I've had coffee, years.
Okay. Do you think you remember what it tastes like? Because you don't like it.
I think so, but I would imagine what it smells like, that's what it would taste like. And I can't smell either, so...
Okay, but you do know the smell, because you have that here at work all the time, yeah. Okay.
Right, and I've been brewing my first ever pot of coffee here, and downstairs in my little room, and I imagine that this room smells a lot like coffee.
Okay.
But I can't smell a
You can't
thing,
smell any so, of it. All right,
you're going to... I smell nothing.
All right, so you're going to taste it now.
Yes. Uh-huh, this is just black coffee. I mean, nothing has been... Cause
right.
Right, no.
I'm pouring. Ooh, it's nice and hot.
It's going to be hot.
Nice.
Black coffee, no cream. That's going to be hot. Be careful now. I don't want you crying.
Okay. Yeah.
When you hurt yourself and claiming workman's comp and all that.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to take a big...
Here we go.
That's me sniffing in. Nothing. Smell nothing.
Huh.
Nothing. That's just water.
It is. That's like just water. Hot water.
I taste nothing.
I believe it because
I could drink that whole thing and not even taste a thing.
I totally believe you because he went for a second sip too quick.
Yeah.
If he would have really gotten a taste and not liked it, he wouldn't have done that. And then heard a third.
Yeah, it's just hot. And I'm just drinking it because I'm thirsty now. Drink an entire pot of coffee here in the next 15 minutes.
Okay, well, ease into it. You're still getting the caffeine. You're going to end up in the bathroom here in a second.
I'm just curious.
Coffee addiction start, well, in quarantine.
I mean, mm-hmm. You almost have to be careful because, like I said, I was adding hot sauce to everything. I mean, you probably could, like, burn, yourself because, I mean, this would be the time to do the hot pepper challenge, right?
You're right.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Okay, another idea.
But you love that stuff, though.
I do like that stuff. But I did have about a pinky size, like the tip of your pinky size chunk of chapstick the other day. I was putting chapstick on, and I was like, and I'm like, I couldn't taste it on my lips. So I was like, so I just took a little bite of it. I'm like, nothing. Nothing.
Oh, Kurt.
Another fine choice. Yeah. Yeah.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt. Iowa Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes. Star 102.5.